This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. Because you are right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why this shit is still fucking as prevalent as it is, because people are just, they can't stay at this heightened level of giving a fuck. We're not that kind of country. We don't give a fuck long. Actually, this whole world, we don't give a fuck long enough to do this shit. You know, you can't. You know, I feel like...
Yeah, and honestly, anybody that would give a fuck, like, for the proper amount of time, is probably, one, some indigenous culture that is like, yo, we don't fuck with any of this shit, anywho.
Right, our money's still this big stone wheel.
Yeah, or it's, like, the population of people in, like, whatever country it may be, doesn't have, like, the actual resources to, like, defend against it. So it's like, we're gonna die anyways because... We don't have the medical qualities of the rest of the world, but we're the only ones that actually give a fuck. So right. It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of shit.
You know, and I see it more and more across social media. People who are like, hey, am I the only one who's still like staying at home, only leaving when I have to, wearing, you know, and I feel like there's a lot more of us than are out there because we're not out there. We're not around to see other folks. All we do is sit at home and doom scroll through our fucking social media and watch all of our bullshit friends like, oh, look who's traveling to so-and-so's house this fucking week. Like, there is a list of people in my Facebook feed that I just want to be like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Oh, look at your third fucking trip somewhere because you don't give a shit anymore. You're like, ah, fuck it. You know, yeah. And it's like, I can't, I have such animosity and just anger that brews towards it. It's like, because if we had done any of this shit right in the first place, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. But we're in this fucking constant, oh, the hospitals are full again. Oh, there's fucking a 9/11 plus every fucking day. Now it's way more than that. It's like 1,000 more than 9/11 every fucking day. Awesome. Great, guys. You guys are doing great. You know, and there's just such simple shit. Just stay the fuck home. Sit at home.
It's like... One time we got a great flood. Maybe this time it's just a fucking goddamn airborne disease.
So, hey, you know, I'm happy folks are starting to get vaccines out there. I wish the rollout was going smoother. If you get the vaccine and you're listening to our show, don't forget, just because you get it doesn't mean you get to stop wearing a mask and stop social distancing, because you can still be a carrier and you can still pass it on. So nothing has changed except your possibility of catching it is way under, but you need to make sure that you're not a carrier. You know, so just because you got it, great, but don't let up. You have to stay the course, because we have to all get this thing or it's going to be for fucking naught. So, and don't go anywhere, goddammit. And if you do, don't post that shit to Facebook, because I'm sitting around, I want to watch it.
Shit, dude. Like, I mean, I've gotten to the point where, like, when I know, like, the one gas station I go to is not busy. Like, I'm like, I know I can go between this hour, and the chances of, like, people standing in line or waiting for food or any of that kind of shit is, like, nothing. Like, no one's getting gas. It's like, just roll in. Maybe one other dude's already checking out as you're walking in, you know? I'm like, all right, sweet.
Dude, I know you. You're like one step from buying a Ring camera, hooking it to their fucking Wi-Fi, and then like having it in the parking lot and like having that in your thing and being like, oh, nobody's here. Let's go.
Yeah, especially since I go to like the same one all the time. Like, I know all the people there. I could probably just like call one of them and be like, yo, here's my card number. Punch that shit in, grab the usual, and just leave it on the outside. I'll swing by and pick it up.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to drive by, just chuck it through my window as I go.
Yeah. I got a truck. Just throw it in the fucking back. I'll stick my hand out there and grab it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if I said this last week on the podcast or I said it four or five times. I'm really fucking tired of living through historical events, really. I'm really tired of historical events. I'd like a nice calm, like half a decade, just where when the history books, it goes like Everything was cool. Like, everybody was fine. That's all I want. Just give me, give me 5 years.
I mean, I think if you think about it, though, like, everybody's grown up in some kind of crazy historical shit, you know, like.
Yeah, you're right.
We have, like, a weird chunk in our history where we go, like, 1887, hey, here's some shit in the early 1900s, like, 1910, there was some shit about steam. Then guess what? 30s, we lost all of it. Bunch of dust came. And then we kind of made the perfect America, but hold on.
Don't forget,
we're really, really, really racist, but we got everybody buying into the country. Or at least the people we wanted. Right. And then after that, it was like, oh, there's a war. There's a war. There's a war.
Right.
Oh, that president got shot. There's a war. Yep. Oh, someone tried to shoot that one. There's a war.
Yeah, no, I'd like a nice chill, like, 5 years, just when everything's just normal. Let's progress the population. I think I saw somebody who was like, they were like, when someone asks me my political views and I come back with them as to what decision I'm going to make politically bring me closer to Star Trek, to like the Federation, where they've done away with money and personal possessions, and they work on bettering themselves as a human being or as a species or whatever. And I was like, you know, I really like that fucking way of looking at things. Like, is this next decision going to bring me closer to Star Trek or not?
Well, I mean, honestly, like, that's really what your kind of decision should be based on anyways. Like, you're looking at the candidates or the people running, and in general, as a whole, like, if everybody was just kind of like, I like people, right? Like, we weren't any kind of color, race, religion thing. We were just like, humans are the shit, fuck everything else, right? Like, at least if we could get on that page, right? Right.
Just as we're never going to get visited by good aliens, yeah, like, until we come together as a planet.
As a species, we're never going to be, like, popular.
No.
Like, we will always think that we're cool as shit, but we will never be collectively outside, like, liked. But the one thing we could do to probably help ourselves out is to just buy into how fucking awesome all of us are, right, as in general. And then, like, but yeah, like, when you go to vote, you're supposed to just go, who's going to make this better for everybody?
Right.
Like, not, you don't go, who's going to make this better for Massa? Or who's going to make this better for the shit I like? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then on top of it all, I'm the one picking shows to watch, and you don't even want to be here right now discussing whatever it was.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I saw, like, the preview for, like, WandaVision, I was like, oh, this looks cool. It's like a throwback show, and then we're going to get it spliced in with some today stuff or whatever, right? Like, something. And then I watched these two episodes, dude, and I was like, one, Bewitched is better. Fucking I Dream a Genie is better. Like, every fucking show that they were trying to steal shit from and play on is goddamn better. And, like, I was watching this, and I was about to message you and go, hey, I've sped this up to 2.5, got closed captions on, and I'm just plowing through this 20 fucking minutes, dude, because this sucks ass. Like, I hated it so bad, dude. Like, there, it was, if this was a Disney short, cool. But goddamn, dude, like, ugh.
Okay, and sadly, you okay, loved it, well, okay, didn't you? Well, before, I don't know yet. Okay, I have faith. I probably have too much faith in this. Look, okay, for anybody who's just finding us because you didn't listen to the 23 weeks of Star Trek that we just reviewed, and when we're kind of here or there, I was kind of hoping I was going to change the pace, and Corey was going to be like, hey, man, this show's freaking great. So I'm pretty sure that we're – okay, and also for anybody who's watching, Corey and I are fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think you've probably read more comic books. I was just, comic books were not my cup of tea when I was a teenager, and when I was, anywhere in the 80s or 90s. I just didn't. And so I don't know.
Even for me, though.
I don't know
read a ton of them.
Yeah, I don't know the in depth of all this stuff. What I learn is from what I research after it happens and what's going on. You know, so I only know the top skim level of like the comics. But then again, the comics reboot everything like every 10 years anyway. So I think I saw somewhere that Wanda has had 3 different origin stories over the history of her character in Marvel, where it's like she was, you know. At one point, she's Magneto's daughter and some other shit. So there's all kinds of like crazy stuff that happens in the comic book. So you're taking our opinion on this show and our discussion on these episodes by people who are just looking at it. And I do a hair bit more research than Corey does. But let's before we even talk about the show. So we know the last time we saw Wanda in the cinematic universe, in Marvel Cinematic Universe, was at Tony Stark's funeral. We know that Vision is dead. Okay, so the question is, first question is to me, is when? When are we with this? I mean, we know we're not in the 50s. We know that she has, with her powers, and I've said this before, I think on some of our when we used to watch the movies, Wanda is the, if not one of the strongest and most powerful superheroes in the whole cinematic universe. And I think in the comics, she is, I mean, the girl simultaneously held off Thanos while also busting her boyfriend's dome. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl's got power, and she used it even more in Endgame. So, I mean, my first question would be, when are we? Are we after Stark's funeral? Are we? Is this whole series going to exist in, like, the millisecond before she explodes his brain, for all I know? I don't know. I mean,
we need to figure out, like, the, you know, the 5 W's, definitely, because depending on where and what we're in, you know, really could, like, I mean, honestly, affect how the show swings a great deal.
And hopefully affect how you swing on the show.
Yeah, well, it's weird because, one, the episodes are just too short. Like, they are just astonishingly short.
Well, agreed. And honestly, I think they dropped episode 1 and 2 probably because they're going to be I'm assuming they're going to be the most jarring and not tell you the most, like not tell you the most. That's like a double negative, but I think they had to drop these two all at once. A, cause folks are probably looking for an hour long TV show, which they did, you know, it was 30 minutes and 37 minutes, but there was like 7 fucking minutes of credits. And I was like, what is
that? Yeah. That's like, what I'm saying, dude. Like, yeah, when you go look at the timeout bar of this thing, the show is done at like the 25 minute mark, and then the goddamn credits go. I was like, okay, I thought maybe it was like one of those weird things where it was almost like an anime show where there's like 20 minutes of shit and then there's like credits, and then for whatever reason they give you like a 15 minute preview of the next thing.
Well, it's Marvel. I expect there to be a post credit scene, especially if you're gonna, if I have 7 minutes to go and I'm watching this list of names and I'm like, you guys do realize this is not a movie, right? Like, why do you have 8,000 people on staff? Like, are you making that much money off of Disney Plus right now? Because it was literally like a movie. It wasn't like a TV show list of people involved. It was a movie list. Yeah, I was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, this was, you sat at the end of a fucking 2-hour like mega film, and you were like, I know there's going to be some shit at the end of these credits. And you were like, turn the lights on, get comfortable. I'm here for the next 10. Fuck it. Let's roll. Like, they were long credits. Yeah. Like, I remember just moving the bar when they came on, and I was like, you fucking kidding me? Like, holy shit.
Right. I'm hoping. Okay. So we do. Okay. So my idea of it like occurring in like a millisecond is, we know it's not true because we know that there's someone on the outside of whatever this micro universe that she's created for herself, to deal with Vision's, you know, being gone and his death and shit. Like, someone is monitoring it, because we do see at the end of the first episode, and definitely in the middle of some of the other of the second episode, is the sword people who are watching her. That's a little circle with the sword in the middle of it. That's the sentient. Okay, so the comics called it Sentient World. Something division. It's like the best way to put it is Space Shield. So it's like Shield, but instead of just focusing on Earth, we're focusing on everything outside of the planet who could harm us. And for the, you know, with comics it was Sentient World, but Sentient Weapon is what it is in this in the MCU, which is kind of cool because it's like, oh, it's not just, you know, it's not just looking for other planets and other life. It's like literally what sentient weapons are out there who are going to come and fuck with us. So we know that they're watching her. We see that with the chopper. Anything that comes from the current day, of course, shows up in color. The chopper she found in the bushes, the dude with all the fucking bees around him that comes out of the sewer. You know, that we know that there's someone is trying, and then like the voice on the radio during the, like, right after the ladies have their little get together. But
yeah,
for Marvel to be as accepting as it is with its movies, like, hey, we're here to bring everybody in, like these two episodes, it's like, okay, just watch these and enjoy them for what they were, which is like there's a whole bunch of like underlying shit that they kind of like hint at here and there, but hopefully the next episode there's a little more data to it. You know what I mean? Because like at some point, people like you are going to be like,
I just don't know how they're going to do it with 8 minutes worth of credits and, you know, like 25 right. minutes worth of showtime. Like you can't. And I think every episode is going to be really campy like this anytime it's black and white.
Well, we're definitely.
And there'll be these weird. Not even like the color objects, but like when the guy was choking and Vision does his thing, right? And then he just like pops up and he's like, okay, I'm good. You know, it's like, oh, well, who got whatever data they wanted? You know, because I feel we're on the same page. Like it's a cerebral kind of fucking thing. Like mind's broken. We're going to try to piece it back together, help her out kind of shit, whatever, something like that, you know? Right. And I think all the characters that are in there are people who are better or worse, good and bad, right? Kind of thing.
I think it's definitely, I'm not sure if any of them are, I'm not sure if other than the ones who are being inserted by whoever's watching her, whoever's trying to figure out what she's doing, I don't know if she's created people or if these are people that she has taken over their brain, for a better, lack of a better term, because for instance, when the voice comes over the radio, which by the way, when they were playing Help Me Rhonda and like it got like all garbled and it started saying like Help Me Wanda, I was like, oh, that's fucking rad. Like that's like the best part is like it's supposed to be campy and cool, but there are some real fucking creepy aspects about what's going on, right? Like what's happening in her world and go ahead.
Yeah, it's like what was the Jim Carrey movie?
Truman Show.
Yeah, like the Truman Show. Like, right, like so the first time you watch the Truman Show until like the world is broken for you, you know, you're like, oh, hey, but then like you watch it again and you're like, oh, I know this is fake.
You recognize all of it.
So then you start seeing actually how like the other perceived view of the actors are. You're like, oh shit, man. Like, yeah, dude. And you notice this stuff. So like going into WandaVision, you already know that we're in some kind of fucked up reality. So you're always like looking at the background to begin with. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like there's a lot of dark, weird stuff going on, which I hope they make more like Eureka, the TV show Eureka fun. Like there's weird shit that goes on, but we kind of do it in a fun way with them. Mm-hmm. And it's not like always like serious action. And there's the like, but if in 22 minutes, though, if we're going to get 15 minutes worth of like, oh, honey, what do we do for dinner? Oh, that explains the empty fridge and yada, yada, yada. Like, fuck off, dude. I'm not going to sit through it. Like, that's a terrible fucking show.
Well, OK, so on your first points there before the criticism. yeah, the creepy stuff, definitely. You mentioned it before when the husband starts choking during the dinner in the first episode, the wife from That 70s Show, right? Was she in That 70s Show? Was that who?
Yeah, it was the mom. Yeah,
which
yeah.
is kind of cool. It's kind of cool casting there. But like she like glitched, like because she was like, stop it, stop it, stop it. Like she kept like like it was like,
yeah. And they do a really good thing with the show. Like you don't realize that the audience tones and stuff change, because they use a laugh track and they use a like a and stuff. But
guess what? Film that shit in a live studio audience. No joke. They actually had folks there in a.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. Like either way, though, there's lights that click on in a live studio audience that are like laugh. Like that's why all the laughter sounds so fucking generic all the goddamn time, because it's everyone either knowing that they got to be quiet during this whole fucking thing till the lights come on and they want to laugh. Or they're like, I didn't find it funny, and the light comes on, and they're like, you know. But they like slow the music down and change the tone, and then like all of a sudden your brain like clicks, like, ah, I'm not in a goofy TV show. Like it's neat how that happens. But again, it's like the show itself, even with all the actors you know and all the ones you recognize from the movies and parts and things like that, it's not fun to watch. Like unless you are
On your second point about the black and white stuff, at the end of the second episode, everything went to color. And from what I can tell from the trailers, as we've been getting the whole time, like, we're not going back to black and white. Like, that was cool and campy and cool for the release. And it was like, oh, cute. I'm 40. You're, what age are you now that you finally 37 for real this time? Is that what you are now?
That is affirmative. So, that is...
You
verified
are
now.
Verified by your insurance.
Yeah.
You and I grew up knowing what Nick at Night was. So we've all watched, you and I have both watched every rerun of Dick Van Dyke and Bewitched and all that shit that came on Nick at Night. This is kids.
Fucking Green Acres.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, all that stuff. So there's a nostalgia aspect to the Marvel fans who go, oh shit, this is cute. That the very opening of the first episode, like where he is cute when he phases through the door and like leaves her there. But then like she helps him phase through the chair so he didn't fall over it like Dick Van Dyke did when he used to come in the door in the opening of his show every time. So all that campy stuff and like the nostalgia, the second episode, the whole opening was like Bewitched, the whole cartoon opening, except like if you looked real close, because it's Marvel, there's not a single thing on the screen, it doesn't mean something. So the entire cartoon opening, you had like when she was at the grocery store, you had like Bova milk in the background and a sign, and like Bova is a character from the comic books that was like a sentient cow that like raised Wanda when she was a kid in one of her storylines, like literally like a bipedal cow. Don't give me, this is why I don't read comic books half the time, because I'm like, sorry, you're not going to sell me on this. When he was floating through the floor in the cartoon opening, there was like there was a helmet of the Grim Reaper, which is another comic like guy from the comic books that has to do with her story and everything, or with his story as well. But yeah, there's all kinds of like speculation. The her neighbor Agnes, the classic character of like who mentions the husband who we never see. They think that Agnes is actually Agatha Harkness, who was a witch, an actual witch in the comic books, and she used to like be like the second like help out Mephisto. They think that this whole WandaVision is going to bring in the baddie is going to be Mephisto, which is like Marvel's devil, for lack of a better term. And she even alludes to like during the like the ladies meeting in the second episode, she's like, the devil's in the details, and Agnes is like, that's not the only place he is. And so like there's all this shit that's gonna happen later on. But for you, we're not gonna be back to black and white. Like we're not going there. In fact, the next we're gonna hit, because she's pregnant at the end of the second episode, we're gonna hit like Full House. That's gonna be the next episode, like TV sequential wise, is gonna be Full House. And the only way I can make you feel better about how the shows are going, if we're going off of what we know about Wanda, that we know that she was raised in Sokovia, so like a third world country kind of almost, like they weren't, you know, real advanced over there. And before the internet, if folks don't know this or remember this, like before there was just like everybody could have Netflix in different regions and shit like that, like other countries would get American TV months, if not years later. So people would be like, you know, you'd be walking, you'd go visit a country, they'd be talking about a show that was big 10 years ago, and you're like, oh, wow, you guys just got that? That's crazy. So, like, I'm sure as a kid, she was raised on Nick at Night. So if we're going off of her, like, upbringing, if she has reverted herself back to, like, what's comforting to her, it makes sense that that's what's going on with these TV shows, because she watched Dick Van Dyke and Bewitched. But then you also throw in like the commercials, like the Marvel commercials in the middle, which is kind of cool, because you have like the Stark toaster, and like in episode one, that's the only color you see in the entire episode is the red light blinking on the toaster. And like when she starts the toaster, it's the fucking sound of the impulse, like the repulsor ray, like that high pitched whine. So like. So, and we know her history with Stark, her whole thing about we waited 2 days in the rubble for Tony Stark to kill us because it had leveled their house and there was like an unexploded ordnance like sitting right next to them while they were trapped, you know, waiting to be rescued. So, yes, would I, if they said, hey, Clay, how are we going to start these two episodes out? This is not how I would do it, because you're not, because I think a lot of folks are going to be like you. So hopefully the next episode, because they drop two and they're like, so, you know, at least you'd be like, okay, I'll give it one more episode. And if it's shit, I'm out. Like, I'll catch the next MCU thing. But I don't know. I kind of hope the next episode catches you, because I think there's a lot of underlying stuff here. But they did a little bit more in the second episode, but not a lot. You know, you had the chopper. So, and the bump in the night, and the dude in the beekeeper's outfit. And we do know, but not because they told us in the show, but the what was her name? The black lady that was new to the area as well. That's actually Maria Rambeau, the daughter from Captain Marvel, all grown up. So she's possibly with S.W.O.R.D. and she's like been sent in to like help her out and shit, and to like figure out what's going on and like befriend her. So she's kind of in the middle too. So she's kind of like a little scattered as well, like trying to figure out how to hang on and hang in there with like what's going on in like Wanda's world. So I don't know. I know it's rough for you. I know it is. And I feel like if I could just pick a winner one fucking time with television.
Well, not like, I mean, I was excited about the show too. And I knew it was going to jump like we were watching a sitcom. But when I watched this, I was just like, I don't like this. Like none of it like hit me with that like, oh, nostalgia feeling like the intros did. But then when they were doing the acting during the show and everything, like, I didn't like that. When he was talking in the office, I wanted to claw my face off, because that was just the most boring, worthless fucking conversation ever. Oh, I don't care how many fucking little details they spewed out. Like, watching the show sucks. It's fucking boring. It is so boring.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up the part when he's in the office, because that's the best part about like 50s and 60s TV is that the husband always went away to work, but it was never, you never knew what he did or like what his office. And so like when he's doing the office, like he's literally in a company that on the wall says like computational services. I think it's all it said on the wall, and it's funny in air quotes, because he's a fucking computer. It's Vision. Like, this is exactly what he should be doing. But it's great because he's like, what do we actually do here? And the guy's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
He's like, computation's been up 300% since you've been here. He's like, it's like you're a human computer. And he's like, no, I'm not. You know, like, I know the whole show. Like, I could probably even repeat it to you, basically. It was just not fun to watch. Like, and I don't know how else to describe it. It was, some people are going to go, man, that was cool. They brought me into the old classy kind of TV and yada, yada, yada. But if you were like looking for something that made you want to watch the show, well, I don't think you got any of that.
I blame COVID, because this was not supposed to be this WandaVision is kicking off Marvel Phase 4. Like, it's kicking off their next phase after Endgame. But it wasn't supposed to. You were supposed to have, I think Black Widow movie was supposed to be out, and possibly Falcon and the Winter Soldier had to be out, and those got pushed back because of shooting delays in WandaVision, possibly because of the type of show that it is, which is not, you didn't need a second set for action and fucking stunts and shit like that. You literally have, you know, it may have, it's why it's ready earlier, so it's probably not the best foot to put forward, but it's all they've got. And honestly, in the beginning of 2021, I really will take anything. Right now, I'm everyone is so like dying for new TV and new entertainment, because if you're doing what you're supposed to doing and staying the fuck home, You want something to entertain you, okay? So I literally launched, I'm literally about to launch another podcast with my son. And there'll be more details about that next week because I got to make sure I get it out this week before I talk about it. But that's how fucking bored we are because there's nothing happening. You should be staying home and launching podcasts and not going traveling to your fucking your kid's grandparents or vice versa. It's fucking irresponsible. It's fucking embarrassing. Fuck. What are we talking about? Where am I? I blacked out. I don't know what's going on.
Two lackluster WandaVision episodes, and hoping that they've somehow managed to find 22 minutes worth of awesome material that'll make you want to watch the rest of the show.
I hope they get longer. This has been a complaint of ours when we did Mandalorian season one. When you watch Mandalorian season two, the same thing happened. They don't give a shit about. They're going to tell you the story. They're going to tell you, and Disney doesn't care how long it takes. So. You know, that part, I commend them for that, for having the balls to be like, fuck you, we got a 30-minute show. Actually, we have a 20-minute show and 7 minutes of credits, so have fun watching this. And we're going to put up another one that's 30 minutes long with 7 more minutes of credits. So eat my ass. We're going to put it up. What are you going to do, cancel our service? No. So here, watch our show. And you're like, okay, fine, I'll do it. Like, I'll do it. It's fine. I'll do it. So, yeah. I mean,
There's just no room in today's television for anything 30 minutes and under. Like, you just should be 45 minimum. Should all be.
Yeah.
You know,
as you and I both have comedies that we watch all the time that are 30 minute shows, like The Unicorn, Letterkenny's only 30 minutes, you know, those kind of shows.
Yeah, but there's nothing else in Letterkenny.
True.
Like, Letterkenny is just like, hey, here's fucking like 28 minutes. Here's our 2 minute credits. And then here's the next episode.
Yeah.
And then the Unicorn, like, I knew what I was signing up for that. I was like, okay. But that is still a better sitcom than what they're doing right now.
Right.
Like, I'm just saying, like, if you sit down to watch this show, like, I am banking episode 3 kind of like throws a big fuck you to me and how I feel about the show.
I'm like, all right, crossed.
Cool. Yeah. But like, there's just no way you could watch this. And then, especially when the credits kick in on the episode, like, I guarantee you, even with us telling you this, when it happens to you, you will be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, that will be your immediate reaction.
Right.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
Fuck Disney.
Fuck Disney for taking my $6.99 a month, you sons of bitches, or whatever it is. I don't even know. I think mine's still free right now because of something I bought.
Yeah, mine's free because it's some bullshit I bought.
Yep.
And then after that, unless Mama Dukes throws me on like the fucking family account or whatever, later.
Yeah, so we'll see. We are going to cover this every week, no matter what happens. They may be short episodes of the podcast, maybe long, depends on what there's to talk about. I'm with you. I hope they reveal a whole bunch of stuff. If you're just finding us now, because we're doing Marvel, we have done a whole bunch of Star Trek and Mandalorian Season 1, Game of Thrones, a bunch of stuff that was big the past few years, if you want to check us out. Other than that, we will be back next week for Episode 3 of WandaVision. And we appreciate the listen. We'll catch you guys next week.
Oh, real quick. Whoop. If y'all want to watch a good TV show, HBO Max has Doom Patrol. And there's already 2 seasons out. And it is fucking fantastic. 9 out of 10 across the board. That show will make you feel. It will make you fucking probably cry, laugh, almost go, I think I needed to go to the bathroom. I'm in fucking tears. It is a fantastic show. And I just found it at the same time WandaVision was coming out. So it's a little bit of a uphill battle for WandaVision right now. So we'll throw that disclaimer.
Yeah, right. I feel later. Yeah. I mean, he's literally been blowing up my phone like, yo, dude, fucking season 2, episode 7. If you don't piss yourself, you don't have a fucking soul. Dude, it's so funny.
This shit, dude, it happens, and the best part is they fucking circle back to it a couple times later.
And I'll need to make sure I get that episode from you so I'd make sure I'm watching out for what's happening. But yeah, I almost when you responded to me like, ugh, fucking this show, I didn't get WandaVision. I was like, shit, should we fucking do Doom Patrol? But yeah, I'm gonna check that out. But anyways, as I was saying, catch you guys next week.
Thank you, guys.